Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or gentlemen, and it's Monday and it's late. I did sort of think about recording a bit on the way home from school this morning, but it was raining and really just sort of like out of buckets, so I was concentrating way too hard not to get too wet, and especially as the road had turned into a little river, making sure that I don't get splashed. Because we've got this fantastic bit when we go over the canal bridge, the water stands on there, so any cars going through there don't even have to go at speed, you get a shower. So you always have to concentrate, make sure there's no cars anywhere near before you run over the bridge. That's how we do it, and we avoided getting wet, well, from cars anyway. So yeah, school run in wellies. I haven't done one of those in ages, but it was worth it. And since then, it's been a very long day. I've been on a training course this evening, so I've not been back too long, but somehow I didn't really get around to recording a boo. Not entirely sure about what. I think I meant to mention that, yeah, so I don't know whether the leave campaign are a bit more organised, or whether they're just getting desperate, because we had not one but two leaflets from them through the door today. And it turns out they're still peddling that myth of the 350 million a week. I don't know when they printed those leaflets. Was that before it was debunked by the MPs? I've got SM2N here with me as well, in case you want to say anything. Yeah, I know you know you're here, but the listeners don't necessarily know that. He's nodding in agreement, you see. So yeah, I had a cursory look through. They're definitely very good at deciding what their messages are and putting them in at every opportunity. But if you take a closer look, it doesn't actually make an awful lot of sense. So you could ask, I mean, it's all the kind of thing that it looks all very plausible, but if you ask a question about it, then it would all fall apart. So I noticed that it said five reasons for voting to leave. And the fifth reason was, oh, what would you rather do for your family? Well, that's not really a reason, is it? That's just kind of a conclusion you want me to come to. So I'm not that stupid. So it's not even a proper fifth reason. So I thought about sitting down and kind of, because they had, you can send it back with your address if you want to help them. So I was thinking of just sort of scribbling some notes about where they're wrong and there, and then sending it back without putting a stamp on first, so they get to pay postage. I haven't looked at the other leaflet yet. I think it was addressed to you. It's quite funny because I got one from Alan Sugar for staying in. Thank you, Sir Alan. I can't actually vote, but thank you. You got one for leaving for some reason. Don't know, is it kind of pot luck where they just sort of pull the dresses out of a hat? And it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Where did they get the hat from?
I don't know. Some sort of sorting hat, clearly. I don't know, I'm still listening to lots of stuff, special question time in the weekend and things like that. I think both camps complaining about nastiness of the debate, and that they don't get treated with respect by the others, and so there's a lot of that going on. It has, the debate has become quite nasty, quite sort of the factions and But yeah, I was just thinking earlier, I listened to this woman who appears on Radio 4 fairly often, and she said that she's going to vote leave on the issue of sovereignty. And I just don't understand that. I don't understand how someone can just vote because of one issue and completely ignore the complexity of everything else. What I thought was quite funny was that Amina came home and told me that they had their own referendum in school, and she said, all the girls voted for in. And you know what, it just suddenly occurred to me that with the number of, well, with what the adults who are actually of voting age and are allowed to vote, with the stuff they've been told and the propaganda they've been fed by the Leave campaign, you might as well have the children voting. They know just as much about the complexity of the EU as the adults.
And they're the ones that are going to have to pay the price if and the wrong decision is made. And the
children actually have a stake in it. So I do actually want, this is going to be controversial, but I do actually wonder whether there should be a maximum voting age in this one rather than a minimum voting age. Because so many people I've heard and seen who are adamant that they want out, they're clearly pensioners. And it's not going to, whatever happens next, it's not going to affect them a lot. It's the young people who will have to live with that decision. So that's a shame that, yeah, that they can't. I mean, I do understand how that works. But from what I've seen, how the adults are dealing with the issues in front of them, and how they're not questioning what they hear, you might as well give children a vote. That's very controversial, isn't it? I'm going to have some Brexiter come down hard on me now. You're not going to comment? That's probably wise.
I'm not very chatty today.
No, you're not, are you?
No.
You're usually quite happy to be on my boo, but you just sitting there, you're sitting there reading, but you're not feeding anything back.
Sorry.
From what you've read. Well, it usually suits me because I can just talk at you.
I'm enjoying listening to you.
Right. Right, well, is there anything you would like to say?
So, in the school referendum, what was the winning campaign? Do you know?
I don't think they had a winner as such. I think she just said that they were going around asking everyone, and the girls were all for Remain. I don't know. So I don't know whether that means all the boys wanted to vote out, just to be different. I don't know. But that's what I've... See, but that's what I mean. That's what it's looking to me. It's looking really childish, this whole campaign, because it looks to me like it's just some kind of knee-jerk reaction of a lot of the Brexiters. It's just kind of a, I want to do the opposite of what the government says. And it's actually just a vote of not confidence on the government. Then what is actually going to happen to the country? It looks more like they want to be opposite to what the government wants to do.
But to me, it just looks like UKIP now, because...
Well, we've not heard much from Boris Johnson much now, have we? Well, that's what I said earlier.
Boris seems to have disappeared.
Yeah, what happened to Gove? He's still out there, though, isn't he?
Well, Gove was on the Marr show, on the Andrew Marr show on Sunday.
So he's still around.
But he's not exactly, an attractive speaker, is he? Whereas Farage is all over the place, and it's just,
Well, he's defending himself about that poster from last week still,
isn't
he?
Yeah, but he's all over the place at the moment.
Yeah.
His face is everywhere. So the Leave campaign is turning into UKIP. And if you want the UKIP vision of Britain, then you vote Leave. And if you want anything else, then please don't. Please vote Remain instead. Because, if UKIP was going to win over the hearts and minds of the UK, then it would have done so in the general election. Was that last year? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't win
the general election last year.
No. Not quite gone that far.
So this is just a replay of that. Except you've just got UKIP against Labour and Conservatives and, for what it's worth, Lib Dems. No. Idiots.
Right, okay. On that note.
Oh, look, Richard Vogue wants us to vote Leave.
Oh, God. Okay, bye.
Bye.